This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We have a chance next hour. We'll get back to that presser and pick it up where we left off in Baldwin County. Just further discussion of what we're doing at a county level to combat coronavirus and what's happening here at a state level as well. And then we'll look to the national story we've talked about so much, joined by Alabama Senator Doug Jones, straight from Washington, to talk about this. Senator, thanks for your time.
Hey, my pleasure, Sean. Anytime.
All right. I know y'all got votes going on. Help us understand that. I think, three bills have come out of the House here to deal with coronavirus in different ways. How many have y'all seen in the Senate?
Well, we haven't seen any at this point. That's been a frustration that we've had down here. Now, I will say there have been two bills in the last week that came out of the House. I mean, we all passed the $8.3 billion package 2 weeks ago. The House passed a version late Friday night, early Saturday morning, but then they passed a similar version with some technical corrections Monday. That's the bill that we're going to be taking up in about 15 or 20 minutes. As soon as we get off the phone here, I'll probably be headed to the floor on one amendment and then on passage of that bill. We're working on a third bill now that we're going to stay up here to try to work on, that it will be an even bigger, bolder package of economic stimulus.
Okay. How hard, I've watched stuff happening in the House. How hard is it to keep the riders out of this stuff in the Senate? I mean, can y'all just lock down a deal with this and not have other pieces of legislation in there?
No, I say no, yes and no. First of all, you can't keep some people, and I'll just go ahead and call names, you can't keep people like Rand Paul from coming up with really stupid amendments that are going to get voted down, like the one we voted down early today as an amendment to this economic package to deal with coronavirus, an amendment that included a provision to end the war in Afghanistan by the end of the year. I mean, you just can't keep him from doing really dumb things like that. However, we're going to get this thing moving. We voted down. We've got two other amendments, I think, that will also be voted down, and then we'll get to final passage within about an hour, hour and a half, total final passage. And then behind the scenes, what's going on is there's a lot of work going on among the senators and their staffs to try to come up with the next big package. And there will be some stupider riders that go on that, too, but they'll get voted down, and we'll pass a big bill.
What does this look like back home in Alabama? What do we see from this?
All right, the first bill we passed a couple of weeks ago dealt with medical supplies and testing and research, those kind of things that can get on the front lines, trying to get more tests into people's hands, which we're now beginning to see around the state and around the country. This bill is going to deal with some immediate concerns with, for instance, the Secretary of Agriculture issuing waivers for states to increase the cost, to allow school lunch programs, to SNAP benefits, to those kind of things, to get people that are now having to stay home, including children that get school lunches and things like that, that's going to get them the benefit to be able to continue to be paid. Not paid, but get their lunches and get their SNAP benefits. The other thing we're doing is we're trying to make sure that we have the information in there that people can get a test at no cost. There's no cost sharing, no deductibles, no anything like that. It's those kind of things. Plus, again, we're still looking at trying to get testing and equipment out there. There's still going to be money that we've got to do. The front line on this, Sean, and I keep saying this over and over, and I think you heard it in the press conference in the White House today and yesterday and the day before, The way that we can get this economy stable right now is to blunt the growth of this virus. If we can do that, we will, and blunt the growth, we can start to recover quicker.
Okay, let's talk about this, though, and this is my worry, and this has been my worry since last week. Telecommuting is great. Working from home, that's great. You and I both know a lot of people that if they're not there, Senator, they're not getting paid. I mean, if you're working in the food service industry or running a framing crew, working on a job site, they're not getting a check.
Yes, and that's what the next package that's being worked on now, not the one that's going to come right, today that we're going to be voting on, but the one that's in the works today that we will, I can't say we'll pass it this week, but it'll be this weekend. We're going to stay here until we get this third bill done. It will include some direct payments to people. It's going to include some things that give some ability for business to get some no-interest loans to make sure that they can cover some of these costs. The next round you're going to see is going to be a huge package, Sean. It's going to be probably a $1 trillion-plus package that is going to put money directly in the hands of the American people and directly give the ability of the small businesses and the service industries and others the ability to stay afloat for a period of time. I don't think, quite frankly, it's going to be big enough from my standpoint. I think we're going to have to come back and do another one because I think this thing is going to get worse than a lot of people think it's going to be. But it is going to be a really big first step. It's going to get folks to be able to defer income tax payments until August or September. I can't remember the date. So this next round that I think will pass this week will be those kind of things that's going to get the money and get people direct relief into the hands of the American people. Those waitresses, those people that are in the gig economy, the service industry, those folks that and the small businesses who do not have the cash reserves to just kind of front people their pay for the next couple of weeks. I don't know all that's going to look at yet because, quite frankly, Senator McConnell and his guys are behind closed doors trying to work on something, and they haven't shared it with anybody yet. So we're looking at that.
I want to just take one little side step here because you're talking about the tax issue. Will we still have to file by April 15th, but not pay, or will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So still have to file.
Everything kind of remains the same except this. You know, there's a lot of people that file by April 15th. Those people that file and expect a refund, go ahead and get it in there because you'll get your money. Okay.
Okay.
But whether you file by April 15th, or you seek that extension. You know, under current law, even if you don't file, if you get the automatic extension that it goes until April, you still got to pay your taxes
right
on April 15th, or you suffer a penalty and
yes.
some interest.
Interest, yes.
Yeah. Well, that is going to be waived
okay.
for a period of time, probably to at least August or September. That's what I'm hearing now. So you either file by April 15th, or you get the extension by April 15th. You don't have to make that tax payment until a date in the future, late in the summer.
All right. And then I want to circle back to this. You talked about this, the new bill, the $1 trillion, and we can get into the size of the spending down the road. But if we, and I don't believe Wall Street's an analog for We the People, but as y'all offer up, package after package, it seems like Wall Street is the very fussy infant, and it takes whatever you hand them and throws it on the floor and continues to cry. I mean, I'm watching the markets today. This is even after all these things have been done, and the markets are continuing to tank.
Two things you got to remember, Sean. Number one, they haven't been done yet, and so the markets are looking at a couple of things. They're looking at an administration that has been very, very slow to react. We're way behind the curve on all of this. That's number one. Number two, they're looking at the fact that the American public is just now beginning to see how serious this is and taking the necessary steps to control the virus. This economy is going to come back, and the markets are going to come back after we've got this thing under some control, which we do not have now. And the third thing that is completely out of our control, and I think that we're trying to do something about it, oil prices have plummeted because the Saudis are ramping up production. And the price of oil is just going to the bottom, and that's creating some stressors on the market as well.
But doesn't that hurt in the short term? Kind of not at home, but in a realpolitik, doesn't it help us because it really punches the Russians in the nose when you do that?
Frankly, Sean, with all due respect, I really don't give a damn if we're punching the Russians in the nose at this point. I got to save the people that's got nosebleeds right here in the United States.
Right.
We do not, we can't do things right now with an eye toward, are we going to help the stock market? We need to make sure we're helping people that are in the supermarket every day. They're the ones that need this help, and everything else will come into place at the appropriate time. We've got to get this. This has got to be in the hands of the American people, because unlike the Great Depression, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt could create all these incredible work jobs, federal jobs through infrastructure and all, we can't have people out there working right now. We're essentially going to be paying people to stay home and not spread this virus.
Senator Jones, appreciate your time. I have to get you back on soon. We'll watch for those votes today.
You got it, Sean. Anytime, just let us know. We're happy to get back on and try to get whatever updates we can. Thanks for keeping this alive and getting the information out there.
All right, Senator Doug Jones joining us here on Midday Mobile. We're coming right back. More on this story and your calls and text at 343-0106. We also take a little peek at Florida. What's going on down there? We'll do that next.